Okay, today is Daf Chof B's. We're a drop behind. We're on Chof Aleph with B's by the Mishnah. Yirtzeh Hashem, we'll catch up today. Today's a short Daf, but it's one huge topic. Here we go. Says the Mishnah: Hakelev v'Hagadi, a dog or a goat, shekafzu mirosh hagag, that fell off a roof, jumped off a roof, v'shibras hakelim, and they came down and they broke kelim, mishalim nezek shalim. They pay full damage. You know why? That's normal. Goats and dogs jump around. That's totally normal. Hakelev shenat al charara. If a dog took a cookie, v'halach l'gadish, and went to the wheat fields, achal hacharara, he ate the cookie, v'hidlik hagadish, and attached to the cookie was a piece of charcoal. So the entire wheat field burnt down because the dog did that. On the cookie, he pays full damage. On the gadish, mashalim chatzin ezek. On the gadish. Sorry. Al hagadish, on the wheat field, mashalim chatzin ezek. He pays a chatzin ezek. Why? The Gemara will go into the hell story. Right? He took the cookie. Attached to the cookie was a piece of charcoal. He ate the cookie, dropped the charcoal, burnt down the field. On the cookie, he pays an ezek shalim, that's regel. Or shame, he ate it normal, right? And on the field, he only pays chatzi ezek. Why? We'll get to it. The Gemara will explain. Now, taima, the whole reason why you're chayiv is the kaftzu, because he jumped. Hanaflu, what if he would have fallen? What if the dog fell? Fell on the kalim. Then putter, he'd be putter. Right? Why should you be chayav for that? It was an accident. The dog fell. Let's see, he was up there. He was up there. The Alma, what do you see from here? Kasavar, that our Mishnah must hold. Tchilaso b'pshia. He started off as a pshia. What are you putting your dog up on the roof for? V'sofo b'ones. Happens to be he fell. Right? So he fell. Putter. You're putter for that. Right? You start off with a pshia, you end up with an ones, you're putter. Tanya nami hachi, you're right. Hakelev hagadi shekafzim rosh agag. If a kelev and a gadi jump off a roof, v'shivru es hakelev and break kelim, v'shalim nezek shalim. Naflu, peturim. If they fell, then you potter. Why? Because they hold. It starts off as a pshia. What do you put your animal up there for? But it happens to be he fell. You potter. So the gemara zani chalaman darma tichilas lebe pshia himself a bonus potter. That's true only according to one man darma who holds like that. Some hold you're chayiv for such an event. Then what are you going to say? How are you going to answer our Mishnah? How are you going to answer the diuk of our Mishnah? So the Gemara answers, Kigon, the mekarve kalim legabe kosel. You had the kalim right next to the wall. And the kalim were right next to the wall. Therefore, when an animal jumps, there's a little bit of an arc. They don't jump right by the wall, they jump a little bit. So Dechi kafti bekvita lo nafli alaihu. When they jump, had they jumped, they never would have fallen on those kalim. Why? They would have jumped past those kalim. Because when you jump, you don't jump mamish by the wall. You give yourself a little bit of an arc, right? So therefore, I was expecting all along that they're going to jump. It's very wonderful if they jump. They weren't going to break my kalim. I put my kalim right up to the wall. Therefore, tafilu tchilatzim b'pshia leka. It's not even a case of pshia. Not even a pshia. I knew they're up there. It's okay that they're up there. They're going to jump? Let them jump. They're not going to break my kelim. Happens to be they fell. That's a total accident. It's not even a pshia. Right. Amar Rav Zvid Mishmei Derava. Rav Zvid said in the name of Rava. Pa'amim, sometimes, Shafilum Naflu Nami Chayiv. Even if they fell, you're going to be Chayiv. You know where? Mishkachazah, for example, Bekosel Ru'uah. If it's a shaky wall. Now, so therefore what? So Gemara says, "My new." Therefore what? The boyle la suke daita denafel arche. You have to be careful. Maybe if it's a shaky wall, some of the bricks from the wall are going to fall off and damage something. So that's not what happened. So the bottom line is lo nafel arche. The bricks didn't fall. Nafel inhu. He fell. Who's he? The goat. Right, you're afraid it's a shaky wall, the walls are, so therefore what? The goat fell. Tchilatz of b'pshia. The sofi bonus who? Again, you know you shouldn't have your animal up there, but the bialetzi fell. So you, Rav Zvid, said there's a case where you're chayef. It's not true. No, lo tzricha. You know what the case is? Because el tzar. It was a very narrow wall. So it was very narrow, meaning the dog or the goat can't stay up there. Mamash was it fell. Yeah, it fell. But it was going to happen. It wasn't a roof where there's plenty of room to run. And what happened? Some accident, the dog fell. No. The wall was so narrow.
It was still only a pshia.
What?
Still only a pshia.
Right. The whole thing is considered a pshia. Therefore, you're going to be chayev. If you fell, right, we said, what did we say? We said, if you jump, you're chayef. Right. If the animal fell, you're potter. But here, the falling was so for sure going to happen that you're going to be chayef for that. Because the wall was so narrow, there's no way the dog could stay up there. So it's chilas of b'shia, v'sof of b'shia. It fell. Yeah, it fell, but this was going to happen.
You're saying it's not like an onus?
It's not like an onus, exactly. It's not like an onus, exactly. Next. Tana Rabbanan. Hakele v'hagadi, a goat or a dog, Shadilgu, that jumped, mimata lamala, from lower point to an upper point, for that, you're pturin. That's putter. Why? That's not normal. To jump on an upper point, right, to jump up on the roof, that's not normal. You're going to be putter for that. Rashi says, it's the fourth line from the bottom, mimata lamala pturin, minezek shalim. V'chayiv b'chatzi nezek, yichayiv b'chatzi nezek. Why? D'mishunin heim. That's not normal.
There are times like if something is up on, if there's some food on a barrel or whatever, you said the other day.
Oh, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that.
Right.
We're going to get to that. Tosfos just points out, it's like right at Peturin, Dehainu Lagamri. So just one line there. It's like right adjacent to where the lines in Rashi are. Peturin, Dehainu Lagamri, Techashavones. Rashi and Tosfos have a machlokas. How putter are you? According to Tosfos, you're 100% putter, and according to Rashi, it's a chatzi nezek. Okay. So again, if the dog or the goat jump upward, you're putter. Why? That's not either Rashi says you're putter full, Tosfos says you're putter 100%. Not normal. Hakel v'agdish yaduk l'mata, from down, from up to down, chayavin, you're chayav. Why you're chayav? That's normal. Adam v'tarnagol, a man or a chicken, shadilgu bein lamaila bein lamata bein lamata mamaila. It doesn't make a difference what direction you're traveling. Chayavin, you are chayav. Okay, doesn't make a difference. You're chayav. Ay v'tanya, but we learned in another brisa, hakelev v'hagadi shadilgu, a kelev and a gadi that jump bein lamaila lamata bein lamata lamaila piturin. Right? You're a potter. It's a steer from what we just said. It's also a steer from our Mishnah. Says the top Tosfos, Amasnis and Havilei Lemifrach. This should have been the first question asked. We're asking it on this Brisa. Why don't we ask it on the Mishnah? So the Tosfos answers, Ela Natar Ademaisi Brisa. We waited till we brought this Brisa. Uparach Atar Vaihu. And then we're going to ask it on both. Einachanami, this question on the Mishnah as well. That's Tosfos' answer, what this is doing here. The Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says, the reason why we waited here is because this Brisa, the Brisa that Soserit, says the word Dilgu. And the Rambam in Masechtas, where is it? And the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos and Masechtas Oholos explains that there's a difference between kafat, jumping, and dilgu, which I translated as jumping. It's not really the same. What the difference is, I don't know, but there's a slight difference between the two, and therefore the Gemara waited to ask a braisa that mentions dilgu, and another braisa that's associated with the word dilgu. Our Mishnah, who said it's a stira? Not necessarily a stira. Alright, that's why we waited till here. Fine. So Tirgum of Papa. Rav Papa answers the stira and says, "De apich mepich." The animals are changing their nature. In other words, if dogs and goats are not the same, why? Kalba, the dog was acting like bizkira with a springing jump. That's normally the way a goat acts. And the gedi and the goat bisricha was crawling along, And that's how normally a dog acts. Since they change their normal nature, you're not going to be chayav for that. Ihachi, if so, amai peturin. Why are they putter? Why are they putter for that? Fine, it's abnormal. Why are you putter? So Gemara says, you're right. Putter means a child, b'chayim b'chatzin ezek. You're right, you chayav chatzin ezek for that. You're right. It's unusual, it's still damage. So the dog acted like a goat? Yeah, you chayav chatzin ezek for that, 100%. What did we say when we said putter? We meant putter b'chatzin shalim. Okay. That is the end of this Gemara. Now we get to the next sugi, which is a huge topic. And we start off that says that Hakelef Shenotal. If what we say in the Mishnah, if the dog took a cookie, you chaya for the cookie, you putter for putter for a chatzi for nezek shalem for burning down the field. Okay. Now, the Gemara asks the following question: Itmar. The Gemara is going to ask, why are you chaya for ish? Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan says, Esho michum mishum chetzio. Esh is usher because it's like your arrow. Just like if I shoot an arrow, I am going to be chayev. So too, if I burn down your field, I am going to be chayev. It's like my arrow. It's like my pu'ula. It's like my maisa. Rish Lakish Amar, Esho mishum mamono. No, Rish Lakish says no, a whole different word. It's like my money. Just like my ox damages I'm chayiv, so too if my ace damages I'm chayiv. Okay? A lot to talk about in these two lines. First of all, explains the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, ace is mentioned in the Torah just like the other three. Just like Shor and Mave and Bor, and Bor and Shor and Regel and Shane and Karen and Adam. So what kind of question is this? Why Yechayev? Torah says Yechayev Reish. What's the question? Right? What kind of question is that? Well, yeah, it's a question that the Torah says. Right? So the answer is, since I can't do Eish alone, I need the wind to help me. I can't do Eish by myself. Unlike other, I can leave my door open, the charge is going to damage. I can't do by myself. I need the wind. So I need to, now that I need the wind to help me, I need Ruach to help me. Now that I need that, okay, so now what's the Gedarim of my Shmira and of my Chiyuv? Therefore, the Gemara asks such a question by Eish. Doesn't ask it by any of the others. That's Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. Now, asks Rav Nachum, if that's true, isn't Eish, according to Rav Yochanan, that Eish is Mishum Chito, then isn't Eish just another form of Adam? Why is Eish by itself? If I shoot an arrow, there's such a thing called Chet, the Mazik of Chet in the Torah? No such thing. It's called an Adam. So what's Eish? What's it different than me? What's the difference than an Adam? You light a fire, you're going to be chayef as an Adam. Says Reb Nachum. You hear the question? So he answers, no, Reb Yochanan, that's exactly the point. Reb Yochanan explained, the Torah is mechadesh, that there's a separate chayef called Eish. You're not chayef, if it's hidden, why should that be? If you shoot an arrow and some, you do some damage, you're chayef on hidden things. Eish you're not. Why? The Torah says. You're right. It's a chiddush of the Torah. Chiddush of the Torah. Now, what is the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish? What's the difference? One says chet, one says mamon. What's the difference? Look at this fascinating Rashi. Rashi of Mishum Mamono. It's the second to last skinny line. See it? Second to last skinny line up there. What does it mean, Mishum Mamono? Kishoro Uboro Shehezeko. No different than a shar or a bar that did damage. I have a shar that does damage, I have a bar, I have an ish. What's the difference? The Kasalka Daitach, and the Gemara thinks, the Ikka Benayhu, the difference between the two of them is, Kigon, for example, Shehidlik Begacheles Sheena Shalom. You use a Gacheles that's not yours. Dele Rabbi Yochanan, chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan will say, you're chayiv. Why? Techet yehain. It's your arrow. Ula Rish Lakish putter. Delav mimonohu. It's not your money. You hear this? You take someone else's match and burn the house down, you're not chayiv? Does the Rish Lakish think that? It's wild. Says Tosfos, Eisho Mishim Mimono, Kloma, you know what that means? That means you're going to be putter if you use someone else's fire? Absolutely not, says Tosfos. Kloma, you know what that means? Chiv Mimono, Yeshbo, Veloshia Eishalo, Tafilub Hidlik, Eishal Acher Chayiv. Of course, if you use someone else's Eish, you're going to be Chayiv. Why should you be putter? Of course, you're going to be Chayiv. You can skip down a few lines. He brings a raya from that, which the achronim tying on that raya. It's not a good raya, but va'od. You see where it says va'od, right? You see va'od. The ein lecha adam sheyitz chayiv bidleka. There'll never be a case of chiyuv. Sheyafker hagacholim. You're going to be mafker it. V'yidlak gadish al chaveiro, right? And you're going to burn your friend. You're going to burn your field of your friend down. You're not going to be, oh, that wasn't mine. Belonged to hefker. The low kapirish are kuntrit, not like Rashi, the pirish, the ikabinahu, the adle gachel of she'eno shalo. Not like Rashi who says, you burn someone else's, you use someone else's, that's an afkamina. So they explain, so what does Tosfos say is an afkamina? That it's just a question of shmira. That when it says eisho mishum mimono, you have an inyan of shmira, more of a shmira than eisho mishum chitzo, which is more like you of a person. Okay, I'm not exactly sure how Tosfos will.
You have to watch yourself too.
Yeah, I understand. So that we said already, it's a Chiddush HaTorah, but such a thing as a separate mazik called Eish. It's not for the Torah, I would have thought Eish is an extension of you. Just like an arrow is an extension of you. Kamash Shmolon, Eish is a separate Achiyav. What exactly is the Chiddush according to Tosfos? I'm not so sure. But Rashi is extremely difficult. Extremely difficult. You hear this, Mati? According to Rashi, according to Rish Lakish, if you take someone else's fire, it doesn't belong to you, and burn the house, then you're not Chayav. It's not yours. That's such an unbelievable pshat. The Pnei Yeshua says, of course it's true. Of course it's true that Rashi would agree that if you take someone else's fire and burn the house down, of course you're chayav. That's not what Rashi meant. What he meant was a whole thing about kavana. That that you took someone else's fire without kavana. Without kavana, why should I be chayav? I didn't have kavana. You think you have to have kavana for Eish? But if you did it with kavana, you took some. Of course, you'd be chayav. Says the Pnei Yeshua explaining Rashi. Okay, it's very difficult Rashi. Now, next, before we go on, we have to just talk about this is probably one of the most famous sugis in all of Bava Kamma. You ready for this? Asks the Nemuke Yosef. If Eish is Mishum Chitzo, right? What does that mean? Eish is a chait. Eish is an arrow. Eish is an extension of me. So I shoot the arrow. How long am I chayav? I'm chayav as long as the arrow is moving. As long as it's traveling. Right? How long does it take until the arrow dies? Shoot it. How long does it go? Whatever damage it does along the way, I'm chayav. So what about Eish? As long as that fire is lit, it's my responsibility, I'm chayav. Right? As long as that fire is lit, I'm chayav. Right? Asks the Muki Yosef, Tahakin, your wife, like Shabbos candles Friday night. If you hold Eish as Mishum Chetz, then the candles are lit into Shabbos. You're lighting a fire on Shabbos. How could that be? Now, we think, what kind of question is that? It's such a silly question. That's an unbelievable, it's a bomb kasha. They can't answer it. Yeah, you're making a comparison between damages. And if Eish is Mishum Chitzo, then Eish is your chait, it's your action. That action continues until it dies.
That's right.
Then your action of lighting the fire continues even into Shabbos.
That's right.
And if we chai for lighting the fire on Shabbos.
You can say the same thing about cooking.
What?
Once he started, so they
you can't damage it. Shabbos is not a physical thing. You can't damage Shabbos.
Yeah.
You can't burn. Shabbos is
right. Right.
Everything thing in life that you're going to have. Every holiday, yeah. Once you start something and it continues going,
no,
you stay going.
But no, we don't hold like that. We don't hold. We hold that Mikra Adin, you're allowed to turn the sprinkler on an Erev Shabbos and have it sprinkle the whole Shabbos. You're allowed to do that.
Because you did before.
You're allowed, exactly. Because we don't hold, there's no such concept of water sprinkling is Mishum Chito. There's no such idea like that. The only thing that's different is cooking, and that's a Gzeira Darabanan because you're going to tumble with the food because everyone's interested in food. So we made Xavier's about, you know, the black and all that. That's the only one. I could, by the way, based on this, Reb Moshe authored, this is one of the reasons why Reb Moshe authored timers on Shabbos. This is one of the reasons. And Reb Scheinberg also authored it. Because you set up the whole system before Shabbos, but it's going on Shabbos. It's working on Shabbos. This is a Das Yachid. I mean, he's Reb Moshe Feinstein, but this psak of his was not Mekubal in Klal Yisrael, to the best of my knowledge. There are some staunch Talmidim of Reb Moshe that hold from it. Most don't. But it's not, based on this question, that's not so crazy. Now we're all scratching our heads, like this whole Nemuki Yosef doesn't make any sense. Right? His answer is as follows. He gave him one answer. I think you're all saying similar to what the Stifel is going to say in a second. He said that he compares Eish to Chetz, right? Right? Like everything you're saying, the comparison between Eish and arrow is not that, it's if you're, I'll read it in Hebrew because it'll be better. Ein tam chiyuvo b'nei nechshav shebashas hahezek nozet zechetz b'dvar hanizek. Not because at the moment of damage I did a maisa. Ella, mishah shezorek hachetz, when I shot the arrow, kvar nigmar maisa adam. My maisa is done. I'm done. But, shekol masha nasa achakach, whatever's going to happen down that road, al yedei hachetz, mishyachetz l'osa maisa. It will revert back to me. Ki'ilu karhizik ba'osa shah. It's as if I did the act. For Shabbos, you can't say that. Right? For Shabbos, you can't say that. Right. My gmar maisa was done when? Erev Shabbos. There's no more maisa for me to do. There's no future act that's going to revert back to me. By chetz, when the arrow hits somebody, I didn't shoot. I didn't do anything. I did something 20 seconds ago. Yes, but the damage over there is going to revert back to you. When the house burns down, I didn't do anything. I lit a match 3 hours ago. Yes, but that house that got burned down, the mice is going to revert back to you. By Shabbos, what mice is reverting back? You lit a fire before Shabbos. Shabbos candles. The candles are burning. No mice is reverting back to you. You're not going to be chayev. That's the Nemuka Yosef's answer. The Ketos HaChoshen just says that we had this already. We had a Shaila. Meikaru Azlinan or Basar Tavra Azlinan. Do you go by when the mice begins or do you go by when it ends? Says the Ketos, it goes by when it begins. Right?
Problem solved.
Stifel has a beautiful explanation. He says as follows. He says, how come? Let's say.
Is that the way we said?
No, but he says the Nemuka Yosef holds like that. He says, no one else asked this question. No one else thought this was a question. Right? Only he thought it was. So the type says as follows. Putting aside shlichus for a minute. If I ask a guy to do something for me that I'm not allowed to do on Shabbos, right? What do we all know? It's asim midrabbanan. Why isn't it asim in the Torah? Why don't we say this is shlichus? We should be machmir, shlichus, all those. Why don't we say that? And if I ask a guy to turn on a light for me, he says, if I turn on the light. If I ask you to be Mekadosh to Isha for me, it's as if I was Mekadosh to Isha. So why, if I ask a girl to do something for me, I'm not Chayav B'Doraisa? I'm not only B'Din D'Rabbanan. Why not?
Was there a
Shlichus? Let's say there is, he says. There isn't, but let's say there is.
Shabbos is
not here? Yeah, for Shabbos.
Well, that's
Machsheves. We care about the Maisa. We care about the Maisa. We don't care about your intent. We don't care about what you said. We don't care about what you did before Shabbos. We care about the Maisa. So if you go over to a guy and say, do me a favor, turn the light on, it's not going to be a deraisa, no matter what you do. Why? No, you didn't do anything. You didn't do a maisa. You lit the candles before Shabbos? So therefore what? So what? You didn't do a maisa on Shabbos. There's no way you're going to be chayav. There's just no way. Right? Maybe, not even, obviously not even derabanan. obviously not even the Rabbanon. But his point, his comparison to the Goy, just highlights what the difference is. You didn't do a Maisa. Not going to be Chayav. Okay? If you didn't like all that, that was like top five sugya of Mishnah's Bava Kama. That in Mukhe Yose. Okay. Back to the Machlokas, whether Aishas Mishum Chetz or Aishas Mishum Mamon. Now, where are we? Fine. Rish Lakish, my time alo amak Rabbi Yochanan. Why did Rish Lakish hold like Rabbi Yochanan? What was wrong with Rabbi Yochanan? So it was Amalach, Chetz yo mikocha ka'azli. Chetz moves from your actions, your koach. Ha, lo mikocha ka'azl. Doesn't go from your actions, as we said, it goes from the wind. Without the wind, it's never having ish. Rabbi Yochanan, my time alo amak Rish Lakish. And why didn't Rabbi Yochanan hold like Rish Lakish? Amalach will tell you, Mamona is be mamasha. Mamon has mamashas. Something to money. Something to my shore. Ha, less be mamasha. There's nothing over here. There's no mamashas to Aish. Look at the Torah of Mamona Isra Masha. Afagav debar less be mamasha. Bar also has no mamashas. It's an empty hole. It's no mamashas. Nevertheless, Shechayv Torah, Lahavlo, Velo, Lachavto, your chayiv, and we're going to say this later on, your chayiv because of the empty space. It has no mamashas. Tosuk gives two answers. Mikol Makom, nevertheless, Mimono, Ke'em, Chetzav, Shadakal, Elchol, Hazek, Isp, Mashos, not sure what that means. Mikol Makom, Mimono, Ke'en, Chetzio, it's like a Chetz, because it's Darkol, Hazek, I don't know what that means. Inami, or, Bornami, Chashiv, Isp, Mashad, Ide, Kriyas, Habar, because the displacement of the dirt. It's the displacement of the dirt that created the hole. That's Mamash, that's Mamashos. Therefore, Yechayef, Habar. No, you don't like that? That's the thing about that one. Otherwise, the kash is very strong. What's the bar different than H? They both don't have any mushrooms. Anyway, Tanan, our Mishnah said as follows. Hakela shada charara. If a dog took a cookie, and what did we say? And then he burnt down the field. What did we say? Chayiv nezek shalem. Chayiv chatzi nezek, I'm sorry. Right? Bishlom alamanda amar esha mishum chitzio. I understand if you hold H is because of chetz, chetzi of the kelahu. That's like tzroros. You're going to be chayef chatzi nezek. It's indirect damage. It's your chet, the dog, and this is indirect. You're chayef chatzi nezek. El lavandam eish mishum mamono ha eish lav mamono de bal kelev hu. This didn't belong to the kelev. The eish didn't belong to the bal kelev. You should be totally putter. You should be totally putter. Right? And according to the Tosos, who said that isn't the issue. The issue isn't if it's not yours or not. Right? Right? They explain according to Tosos, not being yours, not a patur according to Rish Lakish. Right? So they answer the same query. According to Rish Lakish, it was indirect, it wasn't you, but the fact that it's not yours is irrelevant. So according to Rish Lakish, why you chayef chatzi nezek? So Amalach Rish Lakish, hacha ma'iskiri. You know what we're talking about over here? Da aduye aduye. Da aduye aduye. The dog threw the cookie. Da al hacharara mashal nezek shalim. On the cookie, you chayef nezek shalim. Al makom gacheles, on the spot where the cookie fell, where the spark fell, mishalim chatzi nezek. On that, you also chayef chatzi nezek. Well, that's when you chayef chatzi nezek. Well, that spot. Why that spot? That's the dog's actions. But the al gadish kula, on the whole field, putter. You're putter. Don't worry, we're going to reject Rabbi Shlakish. We don't hold like Rabbi Shlakish. Now, Rabbi Yochanan, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, Da'an Chanuche, if he placed it down, Avacharara v'almakam gechelas mashalim nezek shalim, Yechayim nezek shalim for that. Va'al ha-gadish mashalim chatzin nezek. On the gadish, Yechayim chatzin nezek, because it's tzroros. The makam gechelas, you're going to be chayim nezek shalim, because the dog put it down. That's mamash. And now it burned down the whole field. That's tzroros. That's the other Yechayim chatzin nezek. Another try to prove that Rish Lakish is wrong. Tashma, Gamal Tom Pishton, a camel's loaded up with, this is a Mishnah later on in the Masechta, it's in Tamach Beis. Gamal Tom Pishton, the camel's loaded up with Pishton. right? The avar b'rishus harabim, and it goes into rishus harabim, and it's loaded up with pishtan on its back, the camel. Nichnasa pishtan al soch hachanos. You go into a store with the camel. You came into the store. Vidilku b'nei roshel chenveni, and the store owner had a candle in there, right? Vehidlek es habira, and you burn down the whole house. Bal hagamal chayev. The bal hagamal chayev. Why? Why'd you go into a store with a load like that? You're begging for trouble. Right? But what if Hinia Khenvini Nemri Bachutz? What if the Khenvini put the land outside in the public street where my ladder walk with my camel? Then Khenvini Chayev. The Khenvini Chayev. Right? Now the Kasha's right, the Kasha's over. The Kasha's gonna be that if Eish is Mishum Mamono, why Chayev? Anyway, but now the Gemara continues with the Mishnah there at Tamach Beis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bener Chanukah Potter. Rabbi Yehuda says, Bener Chanukah, you're Potter. This is like the famous reference at Ner Chanukah in Mishnayos. People think it's the only place in Mishnayos. It's not true. There are six other places. There are seven places in Mishnayos where the word Chanukah is mentioned. What is true is, there are halachas in Chanukah. It's always like fun like this. Like, Derech Agav, Chanukah is thrown in. Like, Bikurim, you could say, till Chanukah. All these tangential issues. This one is the most famous because a lot of people learn Bava Kama. Also because there's a whole Torah, because the word, we'll get to it on the time of phase, because Chenveni are the same letters as Yochanan. And the whole Mishnah is read that it's talking about Hanukkah. The whole Mishnah is talking about Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Okay? That's not for now, it's for Samach Beis. We'll get to it. The truth is I had a sefer that said that and I can't find it. I was looking for it last night, I can't find that sefer. I was like, what happened to that sefer? The sefer that I had, some odds and ends sefer, and had that vart in there. What?
In the Chanukah box.
It wasn't in the Chanukah sefer. Anyway, so but by the way, the Lechem Yabirim asks, why are you mentioning this part of the Mishnah here? This Ner Chanukah had nothing to do with Akasha. Why is it even mentioned? Why did the Gemara bother to mention the whole Mishnah? The Chanukah part has nothing to do with Akasha. Akasha is going to be Bishol Adam Eshem Chitzo. If you hold Eshem Bichum Chitzo, so Chitzo the Gamalu, the camel's your hate. El Amanda Amar Mishum Mamono, Hay Eish La Mamono, the Bal Gamalu. The fire didn't belong to the fire didn't belong to the Bal Gamal. It belonged to the Chenveni. Wasn't your fire? Was even in the store? Wasn't your fire? It was the Chenveni's fire. Why you chayev for that? According to Rish Lakish, why you chayev? Wasn't your fire? Why are we bringing down the Chanukah part?
Because it's common to have a
so what? That doesn't do with our Kasha. That doesn't do with our Kasha. Our Kasha is from the first half of the Mishnah. That what? That the camel went into the store, burnt the house down. What do we say? It's the Baal Gamal's fault. Why? Because what are you walking into a store for with so much wood flat? But according to Rish Lakish, the fire didn't belong to you. The fire didn't belong to you, you're not Chayev. How's Rish Lakish going to learn this Mishnah? So why do we bring down the part about the Chanukah? It's irrelevant. Bring in that extra part of the Mishnayos. He gives two answers. Answer number one is to tell you that in this part of the Mishnah, nobody argues. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees about Ner Chanukah, but about the first part he doesn't argue. Everybody across the world holds this way. Rish Lakish, you're in a big hole. You can't even hold. You hold like we're mayor, like Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, only by Ner Chanukah there's a Torah. Everybody else agrees with this. Rish Lakish, you have a big problem. That's why it's here. Another answer why it's here is because the opposite. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who potters you from a Ner Chanukah, the Tanakhama does not potter you. Right? Still a Kasha. It's also a Kasha in Rish Lakish now. Rish Lakish. According to the Rabbi Yehuda's a daf yachid. According to everybody else, Ner Chanukah is not an excuse. Rish Lakish, you're in a big hole. How are you going to explain your shita? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rish Lakish, Hachav Ma'ay Eskin. You don't know what's going on here. B'mitzachseches Kol Habira Kula. No, the camel was scratching, and the whole house burnt down at one time. Therefore, this is not a case of Eish. It's a case of Regal. Therefore, it's a case of Regal. Ihachi Eima Seifa. So in the second half of the Seifa, in the second half of the Mishnah, Im Hineach Chenveni Erbi Bachot, if the candle was outside, Chenveni Chayev. Then the Chenveni is Chayev. But wait a minute. Vi B'mitzachseches Amai Chayev. Why is he Chayev? The camel did all the damage. So the Gemara answers, Bisha'amda. He was standing still. So we didn't finish the sentence. The Gemara breaks in. Amda v'sichzicha koshke dechen v'ni pater. So for sure the chay should be pater. So Gemara says no. Bala gomel chayiv. Bala gomel chayiv. So Gemara says Amar v'huna bar menoach b'shvet derach ika hachamay eskin and kosha amda lahatel meimeha. The camel was standing still because it had to go to the bathroom. So you couldn't move the camel. You couldn't move the camel. There's a patur, and therefore it's the Baal Chen V'ni's fault. That's where Shlokesh is out from this Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Reisha, in the Reisha, Chen V'ni's Chayev. Right. So Reisha, Baal Gomel Chayev, in the Reisha, the Baal Gomel's Chayev, Dolo Iboile La Fushe B'te'ina. He shouldn't have gone into the store with such a load. Seifa, Chen V'ni Chayev, but in the Seifa, the Chen V'ni's Chayev, Dolo Iboile La Nuche Neo Me'abroi. He shouldn't have put the candle outside. So this case, what?
This lunch is first.
Yeah, I know. So, I know, someone asked that question. So anyway, this case has nothing to do with Eish. Nothing to do with Eish. Try again. Tashma. This is very, very, very difficult. This is a huge machlokas here, Rashi and Tosfos. We'll do it simple. Hamadlikas HaGdish. If you burn down the field, V'hayu Gdi Kafaslo, and there was a Gdi that was tied up. The Eved Samachlo, there was an Eved that was not tied up, but it was nearby. Vinisraf Emo, and they all get tied up over there. And they all get burnt, I'm sorry. Chayev. You're Chayev. Why are you Chayev? You're Chayev to pay for the field. What about the Eved? The Eved died, but the Eved should have ran away. Why did the Eved run away? You're not Chayev for murder. The Eved ran away. But if the other way around, Eved Kafaslo, if the Eved's tied up, the Gedi Samachlo, and the Gedi is standing there, not tied up, Vinisraf Emo, and everyone dies, Potter. You're Potter. Why are you Potter? Because you're going to be Chayev Misa. Why are you Chayev Misa? Because you killed an Eved. Rashi here says something wild. Rashi says that the Gedi doesn't have Das to run away. I don't know, is that true?
Right, all animals are afraid of fire.
Right, so that's what Tosa says. What's Rashi talking about? The Gedi's afraid to run away. Right? Now, we know that the reason why you're Chayev for the your putter on the field is because of Kimle Madravine. Right? You get the worst punishment. You killed a man. He's an Eved, but so what? You killed a man. You're going to get Chayav Misa for that. If you Chayav Misa, you don't have to pay for the goat. And you don't have to pay for the field. That makes sense. Eishes Mishum Chitio, Mishum Hachi putter. That's why you're putter. Because you Chayav Misa. El Lamanda Amar Eishes Mishum Mamono. But if you hold that Eishes because of Mamono, am I putter? Why are you putter? Ilu katal tura avda. Let's say your ox killed a man. Hachanami delo mechayev. You're not going to be chayev for that? Why are you putter? So amalach or shemir lakish. No. Hachamai skin. You know what's going on here? Kishahitzitz begufo shall eved. No. You took a torch. You torched an eved. I think the accident happened. You were amazing. Killed a man. You burnt a man. Right? Therefore, the kim leimad rabbi bine. Right? So therefore, you right. Ihachi, my lememra. What's the chiddush of that? That if you kill a man, you're gonna be chayev for murder. What's the chiddush of that? You know what the chiddush is? Lo tzricha begedi dechad ve'eved dechad. No, the gedi belonged to somebody else. So I would have a half minute to say that the owner of the gedi could say, why should I lose out? Because you killed him. I have nothing to do with him. I lost out my gedi. Says the Torah, no, kim lemedrabine, you're putter. You put her on the mamon. The mamon's to a different guy. Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference. If we have a minute, we'll say some Torah on Kimel Medrav Mine. But we have to finish first. Tashma Hashalech es habeir biyad chereshot of a katan. If you send along a fire in the hands of a chereshot of a katan, potter midine adam. You're potter on dine adam. It's very hard. Why you're putter? Because we assume that your action stopped, and now it's the cheresh's own fault. You should have known better. We're going to get to that. V'chayim b'dinei shemayim. But v'chayim b'dinei shemayim. Hashem's going to take care of you. Why? Because that was very negligent of you. Even maybe Bezin can't be taking the din Torah, but Hashem certainly can. Now, b'shem alandam eshem shem chitzio. It makes sense that you're putter b'dinei adam is eshem because of chetzi of the cheresh. Right? If now it's the cheresh's arrow, therefore you're putter. And Lamanda Amar Eishem Mishum Mamono Ilu Masar Shor Lecherishot of a Katan Hachinami Delo Mechayev. What if I give my ox to a Cherishot of a Katan and the ox damages? Won't I be chayev for that? Of course I will. So why am I putter here? The Gemara says, "How idmar Allah amar Rish Lakish mishmei dechitzkiya lo shana el kishamatzel lo gacheles." Now you know why you're putter? Because you gave the cheresh a charcoal, the liba, and he made it into a fire. Avol matzel lo shal hevitz. Of course you're going to be chayiv. You gave the guy a match, a lit match, a torch. Of course you're going to be chayiv. My time of why? Bari hazeka. The damage is right standing in the face. Of course you're going to be chayiv for that. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, I feel shall have as potter. Even if you gave him a torch, you're going to be potter. You know why? Kasavar tavs the cheresh kagarm. It's the grabbing of the cheresh which is going to cause the fire. Lo mechayev. You're not going to be chayev if you give it to a cheresh. Ademasale gavza silsa vishraga. The kindling wood and all the preparations of the wood. Then it's, I'm not sure what the difference is. What? That it's the cheresh's fault that he went ahead and made the fire. Because the torch is much more obvious, it's going to cause damage. A coal, you have to work on it. We're assuming you do. We're assuming that if you don't actively engage it, it's going to die out. And a torch is a torch. So why would Rabbi Yochanan say even put her on a torch? I don't know. Right, so you have Chatzin Ezek for that. No, I don't think so.
No, you need another action.
That's
even with the plane, you need another action. He has to put it down. In other words, it's not like a...
Yeah, but so what? Same thing by a shor. No. You give the shor a cherish. All of a sudden, it's going to go run wild.
No, you give a call for the dog. The dog.
No, it's very difficult.
And the garbage goes on fire. The dog's not going to fan the flames. It's
right.
Cold.
Right, let's just finish up. Amar Rava. I have a pasuk and a mishnah that tells me Rabbi Yochanan is right. Lord Yochanan, it says which means tzeitzei me'atzma. It goes on its own. Yishalim ha'avres ha'beira, and then you have to pay. Shema mina. It's because of chetz, not because of money. Eish mishum chitzio. Therefore, what do you see? Eish is because of an arrow. Masnisa. What about the mishnah? The tanya, because there's a brayso that says pasach hakasav benezek. We start off with nezek. V'sayin benit. I'm sorry. Paseach hakasav benizki mamono. It starts off with nizki mamono. Kisete eish v'sayin benizki gufo, and it ends off with nizki gufo, where it says shalim mishal hamaver lo malach eish mishum chitio, to tell you that eish is because of chitio. Okay, we'll stop here. I just for 1 minute want to mention what the Ran says. The Ran says that eish mishum chitio only applies by nizikin. It does not apply by murder. And everybody asks, how could the Ran possibly say that? Our Gemara says exactly the opposite. Right? Our Gemara says the exact opposite. If you burn down the field and a man dies, you chayav for that. So the Ran says, no, eisho mishum chitz, it's only by nezek, not by murder. And for that, you have to go to Ari Miklot. It's an accident. What's the pshat? So I'll just tell you one over. We're going to have a machlokas tomorrow. Why? Between Abaye and Rava. Why about Eishom Mishum Chitzio? Rav is going to hold it's a Gzeres HaKasav. So if Rav holds it's a Gzeres HaKasav, who said I could extend it to murder? Who said? What's the mechanism that I could extend it to murder? I don't know if I could do that. So therefore he leaves it here as, therefore that Ran says, I wouldn't extend it to murder. It's a Gzeres HaKasav. There's other answers. There's a big Mechitz Chinuch over here. I will leave it here. At least we caught up. And tomorrow we continue, and everyone have a good day.